to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello and welcome back to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull, and the textiles are thick. I have a textile artist. Her name is Teresa Elcombs. She is a contemporary textile artist who uses art to create manufactured on-demand clothing and accessories. Brains, I have one of her scarves, two of her scarves, actually, and some cell phone cases. They are the business. She discovered her passion in life for creating art just before her 50th birthday, and now being stronger and ever in the skill and talent, so much so that she has been on the board for two nonprofits for people to help them find their voice through art and healing. I'm so excited to have her here on the Edge with us, Teresa Elcombs. How are you, wonderful?
Hey, thank you, April. I am fantastic.
Good. Did I say your name correctly?
Oh, it's Teresa. You know, picture hovering your fingers over your face like tears are running down, and my name is Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. Okay.
You got it.
All right, that's beautiful. Where'd you get that name from?
It's actually in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament, the very last verse of Numbers. And Teresa is also the name of Ben-Hur's sister, for those who are familiar with the story in the movie.
Oh, okay. All right. So tell us about who you are and who were you before your 50th birthday and you finding this art form?
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing, April. So my first career actually was in high tech. I was a software engineer. I did programming. I started out, okay, this will date me, I know, but I started out with 8080 programming and was successful in that career for 18 years. I was a project manager. I worked for Digital Equipment Corporation, which was bought by Compaq, which was bought by Hewlett Packard.
Okay. I know. I was in the machine business, too. I did multimedia projection and backup computer storage and the Proxima. You remember the clear panel screen you used to put the transparency on and beam the light?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. God, that was years ago. So I get you. Well, it was such a transition for you at the age of 50. Tell us how you did that.
So just before my 50th birthday, one of my friends showed me the art that she was creating. She was creating art from textiles, and when she originally told me about it, I thought she was doing quilting, which she has done some beautiful quilts, but what she showed me was so amazing. It blew me away, and I said, I want to try and do things like that. And so she invited me into her circle of friends, and they just sort of threw stuff at me, and they said, here, what would you do with this? What would you do with this? So that was, I'd never had any art training. I'd never had art classes or anything like that. So I didn't know what to do with the things, but it was so yummy to put my hands on and to play with and see the things I could do that I just totally fell in love. And I knew that was my passion in life.
Okay, explain to my brains, what is a textile?
All right, brains. So a textile, actually, it's anything from the pieces of fabric made of all different kinds of materials to threads and ribbons. And people, obviously, they make clothes out of them. They make blankets, quilting, all kinds of things that we've been doing for thousands of years since we started putting clothing on our bodies.
Right.
Textiles can be from any vegetable matter to animal matter, and we use them in all kinds of different ways.
Because I noticed how you've been able to use your blend of work into clothing as well as cell phone cases. You've got a very unique style. How did that transfer over from using fabrics and the paintings and the textures you created there into wearable art and cell phone cases?
So that's a unique idea that's actually fairly recent. I mean, we've been making T-shirts and I don't know if anybody remembers the iron-on transfers that you could put on
right.
your jeans and your T-shirts.
Girl,
and your
we are dating ourselves.
I know. and that
okay.
was all well and good, but a few years ago, I discovered that I could take pictures of my art, and that includes photography, by the way. I could upload it to these different manufacturers' websites and use their clothing designs and or cell phone cover designs. And they would, you know, I'd make the right adjustments or whatever, but they would take those patterns then and sew and put together my creations on scarves and dresses and leggings and cell phone cases.
Right. Oh, I know, and the leggings, oh, I'm telling you, I absolutely love my scarves and the cell phone cases. I'm, you know, my family went crazy over them, so thank you. Thank you so much for that. So I want to ask you about your nonprofit work, because I know that that's very
yes.
near and dear to your heart. Tell us a little bit about what you do and the work that you do, because a lot of it is surrounded around voices, people that are not being heard.
Exactly right, April. So, brains, think about when people have been hurt or traumatized to such depths that they can't even talk about it, sometimes it helps to get their hands into things such as paints and fabrics and textiles. And those are the things that we use to help people get in touch with their feelings in such a way that they feel comfortable expressing them. And I have seen this transformation. It's just magical when people can then express their emotions anywhere from great sadness to great anger and back and forth again. And then the great joy when they
right.
when they realize that they can express themselves again. It's I've conducted a few of the workshops myself, and so I've been able to see the transformations firsthand. I've participated in some of the workshops. So the organization is called Finding Our Voices, and it was a start. It was started by a woman who had been terribly sexually abused as a child and throughout mm-hmm. most of her childhood, and it was so bad that she could not talk about it, even with the therapist, until many, many years later. She started getting her hand into some art and creating some paintings and discovered she had a voice again. And this was so transformative for her that she wanted to be able to share that with anyone else who needed it. And so her name is Joyce Aubrey, and she founded Finding Our Voices. And because art has had such a deep impact on me, I wanted to help in any way that I could. So when they asked me to serve on the board, I certainly said yes. And we conduct our
wow.
monthly workshops. We are now
and
doing
it's so liberating.
Community.
It's liberating.
Amazing. It's amazing. Yes, absolutely.
You know, I was thinking back that I was watching a movie not too long ago, and the detective had the child tell the story and the scene of the crime by using art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many stories that they can tell, and then at the end of the movie, they became a famous artist and just did the most beautiful, you know, masterpieces. So there's a lot yeah. going on in people's head, and art therapy is a great way, like music therapy. What other kind of things
yeah.
do you like to do? What do you do for fun?
You know, I live in Colorado, and the mountains are beautiful, so I love to hike. I love to run trails. My husband and I have some mountain bikes, and so we do some mountain biking. We're pretty tame. We stay on the graded trails rather than roaring down mountainsides. But nevertheless, it's beautiful. There's a place where we go every weekend in the summertime, and we ride our bikes across these railroad tracks, and then there's an ice cream store at the end, so naturally we have to have our ice cream. So
that's romantic too. That's romantic. That is beautiful.
Yes.
How's the weather there in Colorado right now?
It's beautiful sunshine. We're back up in the 50s. It's going to be gorgeous for the next few days. We've certainly had our snowfall, you know, a few days ago, but Colorado Springs is one of the things I love so much about it, that it'll dump a bunch of snow, and then in a few days it'll all be melted again, and we have more sunshine than the Sunshine State.
Well, yeah, because it's been kind of drizzly here in California, but it is not drizzly here on the edge. Thank you so much, Tirza. I said that right?
Yes. You got it.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, and it's funny, and I share this because I self-disclose. As a child, I couldn't hear sounds phonetically. So I always, you know, people will say, well, why do you repeat it? Well, because I'm trying to get it right. And it's really weird. It's not dyslexic, but I just couldn't hear the sound. So thank you for being patient with me, loving me in spite
of
my flaws, helping me through it with beautiful things and textiles. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Tirza.
All right, brains. So actually, the best way to reach me is you can find me at Tirza, which is T-E-R-Z-A, at the Tirza Factor, T-H-E-T-E-R-Z-A-F-A-C-T-O-R, thetirzafactor.com. That's my email address. It's also the name of my website. My website is called thetirzafactor.com. And April, I didn't mention this ahead of time, but I set up a specific discount code for all of your listeners. So
yay.
If they're anything they buy in my store, if they just enter the word brains, and when they go to check out, they'll get an automatic 10% discount.
What? Brains, you better hurry up and go get that, because I'm telling you, it's the business. I can't wait. I'm getting ready to get my look on and wear my scarf today and put my phone up. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to have you all over the planet. Tirza, thank you so much. And also, do you have a way to contact you if they want to talk more about your nonprofit organizations? We don't want to forget to share that love.
Absolutely. So my phone number, you could call or text. My phone number is 719-213-9469.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming here on the Edge. I love you deeply.
Thanks
and completely.
For me.
All right, brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. We got it at your fingertips, at the textiles. We're talking music, art, entertainment, science, love, research, the whole gamut. Everything you need is right here on the Edge. I'm trying to serve it up to you right with a podcast potluck. Be sure to check into those episodes on Facebook. Until we talk again, everybody be real, real good. I'm counting on you. Bye, Tirza.
Bye, April.